The following program is sponsored by Cruise Holidays in Comfort Tours and Travel of Kansas City.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Mark Comfort, your host of Vacation Views. And guess what? I'm in Denver, Colorado, waiting for the big Chiefs game tomorrow night. So excited about that. Watch for me. I'm in red. I'll be in red. And my son Spencer is going. And, oh, it's just so much fun to come out here this time of the year. You know, snow makes things magical, I think. And the mountains are full of snow. And skiing and outdoor activity, and it's just great. Well, you know what? Whatever you're doing now, hope you had a great Christmas. Hope you've had this week in between Christmas and New Year's is always kind of an interesting week for me. Week of reflection, I think. I bet it is for most people. Week of New Year's resolutions, trying to figure out what you want to do different and better. And of course, everybody wants to get in better shape, right? Everybody probably wants to eat better. You know, take care of themselves more, do things. But the one thing that I do know everybody is doing more now than ever before is they're making plans to vacation. And not just a vacation, people, you just can't believe how people are making it a priority in their lives to take a bucket list dream vacation. And you can't believe how many people that we talk to in our office or that I talk to wherever I go, that genealogy, their heritage, is the reason for the destination that they choose. It's kind of fascinating. And obviously, most of those are somewhere in Europe or around the world. They want to go back to see where they where their ancestry was from. And that's just such a huge deal. So maybe that's something you want to do, too. Maybe you've always dreamt about taking this pampering romantic ocean cruise on an ocean liner. And I we've been doing this now for 29 going on 30 years, and there's still this allure, this exciting thing, and especially for women to go on an ocean cruise. Why? Because it's pampering, it's romantic, it's relaxing. And now, especially for the guys, but for everybody, and this includes families, there's just so much to do. There are so many options on ocean cruises. Personally, I love to see what has happened in the world of vacationing. But in ocean cruises, what's happened is these ships have gotten bigger and bigger and bigger for the most part. And with that comes more and more and more options. I think that's great. I think that's wonderful. People like options. People deserve options. People want options. And that's what they get nowadays on ocean cruises. Then river cruises have become so very popular lately. And that's exactly opposite. These are small little intimate vessels, 160 people, give or take a few. And they go through the heart of Europe or Asia or wherever it is that they go. And, you know, a lot of people are really liking that. They're liking the cultural experience, the quiet, slower paced, intimate, meaning you get to know people so very easy, vacation of river cruising. And then there's, you know, the tours that have always been so very popular with a great guide, a luxury coach normally, to take you all around to see parts of the world you've always dreamed about seeing. Very, very important. And then all-inclusive resorts have grown so huge. These all-inclusive resorts now have changed just dramatically and changed for the better. So much better food. Oh, my gosh, so much better food than 10, 15, 20 years ago. Not even a comparison. Same way with service. Now, there's five-star products in all-inclusive resort world that rival a lot of what you will get on a river cruise or ocean cruise ship. The key is there's options. And whatever it is that you want to do, I hope you make it a priority to do that dream bucket list vacation in 2018. And we'd be honored to help you. We'd be honored to help you. You can check us out anytime, cruiseholidayskc.com, cruiseholidayskc.com. Or you can call us at 816-505-1500, 505-1500. We've actually given this day off. We're normally open on Saturdays, but we've given this day off so our staff can, we have such a great staff, and they work so hard. And this is a time when everybody should be spending time with family and friends, catching up, tearing down from Christmas, getting ready for 2018. And you know what? January is our busiest month of the year. Always our busiest month of the year, followed very, very closely by February. Do you know that's the number one and number two busiest months of the year, both for planning vacations and for taking vacations? So if you're planning a vacation, two things I want you to be alert to. First thing is the earlier you plan, almost 100% of the time, the better availability you're going to have with your accommodations and the better pricing you'll get. So I want you to get a jump on everybody else that seriously waits. It's just, we have a terminology. God opens, turns on the faucets of vacations on January 2nd. And that's usually what happens. And everybody in the country are just so busy. Well, anyway, 2 weeks from today, on January 13th, we'll have our 25th, I believe, winter vacation extravaganza. And this is the biggest, best event you can come to learn all about so many different kinds of vacation options and to save money. So we do this, we call it a seminar and a sale. And the seminars are done by the vendors that come in from the different ocean cruise lines or river cruise lines or all-inclusive resorts or the tour companies, and they will talk to you about what they do and why they have a vacation option that you should consider. And then they'll tell you all about what destinations that they believe will be the hottest, best vacation destinations, not only this coming year, but the year after. Excuse me. So that event on January 13th, on January 13th is from 9 until 5. And you can come. What a rare opportunity to come and meet the individual vacation vendors that represent all these different vacation options for you and find out if you know the right vacation options for you. You do need an RSVP, if you will, please. 816-505-1500, 505-1500. Hey, and when I come back, we're going to talk to one of my favorite people in the entire vacation world, Miss Robin Piper. She represents Globus family of brands, and we'll tell you who all of that family is when we get back. Happy New Year, everybody. This is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views. Thanks for joining me, and I will be right back. Welcome back to Vacation Views and Happy New Year, everybody. I have Robin Piper, our wonderful representative from the Globus family of brands, on with me right now. And Robin, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. Thanks so much for having me today.
Are you going out and being crazy tomorrow night?
No, I'm too old to be crazy.
we'll have
a good time, though.
I'm going to be crazy at the Chiefs game.
Well, they need that from you. They need that extra support.
They do. Let's talk vacations. Robin, I was just talking about January being the busiest month of the year, both for planning and taking vacations. And it really is a true statement, isn't it, that if people plan their vacation earlier in January than later or later in the year, almost always they will get better accommodations, better availabilities, and a better price. And don't you find that to be true?
I absolutely do find that true. You know, I always like turning that page in the new calendar. I'm still somebody who uses a paper calendar and plotting out where we're going to go and how we're going to get there and what's going to happen next. And I know a lot of people listening today, they look forward to their vacation so much. You want to make the best of everything that you select. So whether it's availability, which is a huge issue for us because things do sell out. You know, some of our tours are sold out. We start selling for 2018 in the fall. So we've got that. And for our river cruises, we talk about it time and time again. We just don't have that many spots. You know, we have between 128 and 166 passengers on our ships. So, you know, they do go fast. So we want you to have the best options that you can possibly find on our destinations.
And you do represent as the Globus family of brands, Globus, the best known hosted tour company in the world and the biggest. Also, Cosmos for the budget oriented client, Monograms for the more independent oriented traveler, and then Avalon Waterways, the river cruise line that we do so well with. And Robin, let's talk about that Avalon first. You just mentioned it. Isn't it crazy how the river cruise industry has just become so incredibly popular? It truly, river cruising is now a mainstream vacation, isn't it?
It's very, very mainstream. And, you know, whenever I come to your office and I do presentations to consumers, I always start off and ask, how many people have been in an ocean cruise? And about half the room lifts their hand. And now, just in the last year or so, the other half raise their hand and say, we've been on a river cruise. And so, you know, it's spreading. The word is spreading. People are talking about it at their holiday parties, at their New Year's celebrations, and throughout the year, talking about what a great vacation river cruising can be. You pack and unpack once. Your meals are all included. You get to wake up every morning in a new, fresh spot. And we mix in big cities and small little hamlets. So that you really get to see what life is like along those rivers.
You actually travel through and get a much more cultural feeling, don't you, as well as a scenic?
Absolutely. You know, you spend very little time on motor coaches when you're river cruising, just when we have something that we go a little further. So, for example, when you're on our Paris to Normandy and you want to go visit Giverny, you do have a short bus ride, but it is nothing compared to if you happen to have done it by ocean cruise and you're trying to get to that area. So there's lots of different benefits, I think, to being on the rivers. Of course, you know, luxury service, you know, all kinds of great perks along the way. But I definitely think you see more of true Europe when you're on a river cruise.
Yeah, I do too. And most everything is included in the price up front, which I think more and more people like. And Robin, that's the other thing. Whether it's Globus or Monograms or Cosmos or Avalon, air fills up to the popular destinations as well as do the ships or the motor coaches. And people just, they're wise planning that vacation ahead of the game. And that's why we're having this vacation extravaganza on January 13th. And you'll be there for that. And you've been to these events before. And it's really fun to talk to people. I bet you love it where you get a chance to talk to people who've been on your ships or on your tours and how excited they get. And people's face just light up, don't they, when they're talking about their vacation?
They absolutely do. And, you know, and we've got some folks that have traveled with me many years over and over, and they've become friends. You know, we sit down and we kind of carve out 20 minutes or so and figure out, you know, what exactly they need to do next, what they haven't done on their bucket list, you know, what new destinations. I mean, we've added Sri Lanka to our destinations with Globus, which is an island off the coast of India. It's all English speaking. You know, so we've added new destinations like Cosmos Africa. So really, truly affordable, a great way to get to Africa. Those are on people's bucket list. I just booked my mother and I to go to Ireland. She had never been to Ireland, so we're going to do that next year. So, I mean, there's so many different places that people have dreamed about, and I always say, you know, somebody is dreaming of going somewhere in Europe. The spouse or the partner might not know yet, but one of them is dreaming of being at the Eiffel Tower or being, you know, in Sorrento or, you know, doing something like that. So talk it over. There's so many great things, and come visit us at the show.
And you get to talk to Robin one-on-one, if you like. And Robin, talking about when you said Sorrento, I was thinking about that. Italy is such a great country, and so many people have been to Italy. But you all just came up with, Globus just came up with the Italy that is maybe not on all the tour, on all the best-selling tours. And I think that's great. Tell us about that.
So Undiscovered Italy is a great way. If you've done Rome, Florence, and Venice, but you loved it, but you want to go back to Italy, we have these 20 different cities that we do with 12 different itineraries that are now just kind of, we call it off the beaten piazza. So it is going to be to Lucca or to Verona or to, you know, more Tuscany, more Apulia, which is the heel of Italy. So it'll take you to places that if you tried to do it on your own, or even if a travel agent tried to pull it together, it might be a little clunky, but we put it together and we have the transportation all included. You have your professional tour director and your professional driver. So it makes it very easy to get to some of these really neat locations. We do Cinque Terre and all kinds of great things like that. So definitely, if you dream of going to Italy or going back to Italy, come see us. We'll talk about that a lot.
And that's what I love about having partner like you all, Robin, who really, you know, whether it's a popular country or countries like Italy or Ireland, or whether it's off the beaten path like Sri Lanka, like you just said, the budget trip to doing an African safari with Cosmos, you have it all. You have it all. And that's one of the things that we can do, is make sure people get matched up with what's best for what they're looking for their individual vacations.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've been in business for 90 years now, and I know Cruise Holidays of Kansas City is celebrating a big anniversary as well. And people have started with one product and grown into other products within our brand, just as I'm sure they've done with you all, with different cruise lines and different things, different itineraries. Maybe you tip your toe in with one destination. Maybe you say, we'll do London, and then the next thing you know, you're going to go back over for Paris. And the next thing you know, you're going to try a river cruise. So there's lots of different ways that you can utilize our different brands. And we're always looking for the best way to service the most people that we can.
Well, and I you're so good about sharing with people the little things that they might not be able to get when they just read about it. Gosh, I was thinking about our good client, Ernest Baskerville. He loves you guys. He's done South America with you all. He just did India before we did India with Globus. And, oh, my gosh, places like that. You want to be with a company that's got buying power and strength and knows the right places to go and how to do things safely and wisely to see all that there is to see. And I don't think anybody from the tour companies do it better than Globus family of brands. So my congratulations. And Robin, there's a lot going on. I guess you and I will have put together by then. This is the first time anybody's going to hear about this, but Mimi and I are going to be doing a trip to South America with you in February of 2019, mid-February 2019. We'll have all the details put together. So I'll tease you a little bit right now, but if you've ever wanted to go to South America and see some of the neat sites like Buenos Aires and like Santiago, but some of the unknown places like the Mendoza region of Argentina and the Santa Cruz area of Chile, and then have an option to go to Easter Island, there is so much we could do, and we're going to do that in February of 2019. So that's kind of fun to be planning ahead with you on that trip.
Absolutely. And, you know, for those people who are looking for something a little bit different, but have listened to you on the radio and listened to your royal family excursions and what you guys have all done, this is a top-notch trip. I'm really, really excited about all that we have to offer. Some really great dining experiences, some winery visits, all kinds of great stuff. So come check us out.
Yeah, it's going to be like a river cruise in Europe, except for it's going to be a land tour in South America. Other than that, it's exactly the same. Well, it is going to be an all-inclusive trip. It's going to have a lot of neat things with history, scenery, wine, that sort of thing. And Easter Island, I'm so excited about going to Easter Island. That's been a place that's been on my bucket list for a long time. Robin Piper, Happy New Year to you. Thank you so much for joining me on my very last show of the year. And I look forward to seeing you 2 weeks from today at our 25th annual Winter Vacation Extravaganza Sale. Hey, Happy New Year to you, Robin, and good luck. I hope you have a great 2018.
I hope so, too. Thank you so much, and everybody have a great day.
Okay, hey, all the best. That's Robin Piper. This is Mark Comfort. Happy New Year, everybody. When we get back, we're going to talk to Mr. Travis Frew with Royal Caribbean. This is Mark Comfort. I'll be right back. Welcome back to Vacation Views. Happy New Year, everybody. My gosh. Where does time go? Can you believe we are into the last 2 days of this year? Happy New Year. Hey, with me right now is Mr. Travis Frew of Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. Hey, Travis, welcome to Vacation Views and Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you as well. How was your Christmas break and leading up to New Year's?
You know what? Great, Travis. We had our family together in our new home. Everything was good. We hosted, both my family and Mimi's family that could make it. And, gosh, what a great time of the year, isn't it? I know you're away from home. Your folks are your folks in Miami? I know you moved here from Miami.
I moved from Miami, but my parents had retired up to the mountains of Tennessee. I actually just came back from there. I spent about a week up there with them. And, you know, it's funny. I wanted to tell you this, you know, leading up to the holiday season, you and I, we'd always talk about, you know, the gift of travel, meaning the experiences are really what matter the most. And I haven't gotten to see my parents in a little bit over a year. So it really, really resonated with me just kind of sitting there and thinking, you know, this is what it's really all about. It's about being around your loved one. It's about, you know, taking that time to make those memories because, you know, as you know, we're going to end up getting ties for Christmas anyways. It's kind of like the normal thing that, you know, we usually receive. So the things that we really value is that time with our loved ones. And I'm so happy that we're able to be in a situation where we can provide that, you know, to guests and friends of ours. And especially, I mean, we have a big show coming up, so I cannot wait for that.
Yeah, January 13th, 2 weeks from now, you'll be there and we'll be talking about all that's going on in the world of Royal Caribbean Cruises. And, of course, you represent one of the best-known and most well-respected ocean cruise lines in the world. And even though Caribbean is in your name, Royal Caribbean goes everywhere. And Travis, tell everybody about this. We're going to do something new this year preceding up to the Vacation Extravaganza. You are going to do – well, you and I are going to do a webinar, aren't we?
We are, and it was so much fun how we came up to this conclusion. We were sitting there talking and saying how can we put ourselves in the position of the guests that, you know, show up to this you know, the show that's going to happen on Saturday, and if we were them, how would we like to do this? You and I, we both agreed if we're going to go shopping somewhere, we know exactly what we want. We're going to go in, bam, get it. Turn right back around, walk out, and go on, continue with the rest of our day. A lot of people don't like to shop like that. But we wanted to make sure that we had the option available for those people who wanted to maybe do some research beforehand and look at itineraries beforehand. I mean, we have all of our itineraries available through mid-2020 available. So it's not like the information such as promotions or sailings or special deals, that's all going to be available coming up, leading up to the show. So we figured, how about we go ahead and host a webinar, me and you, just a quick, you know, 15 minutes of background of Royal Caribbean, some exciting things we've got going on, the partnership that we have with Cruise Holidays and the deals that we're going to offer specifically to Cruise Holidays, you know, guests and Vacation Extravaganza guests in particular. So people can contact their, you know, travel counselor beforehand, say, hey, I'm interested in a couple itineraries, and then we have it narrowed down. So right when they show up to the show, walk right in, this is what I like, set everything up, you get the best value, the best rates, the best everything, and you turn right back around, you go ahead and enjoy the rest of your day. I mean, that sounds great to us, right?
And I think people are going to like that a lot. I know there's a lot of people that Saturdays are a busy day and they just can't make it. We're going to start our sale on Wednesday before that Saturday of January 13th. And at this webinar, we're going to be talking about what the values are, because a lot of times people, well, maybe they don't even want to deal with the crowds because we'll have 200 to 300 people there that day. It'll start at 9. It'll end at 5. We have 18 different vacation vendors doing seminars, all offering exclusive sale values. And it is just, we're going to do whatever's right for you. We're going to make it easy. You're going to learn about what the deals are in this webinar. We're going to send emails out to you with the webinar link. You can join in, and you'll be getting that email from us here sometime, actually, this next week. But, Travis, thanks for, gosh, being out of the box. 25 years we've been doing this vacation extravaganza. We've never kind of given anybody the preview of what the sale's going to be like ahead of time and talking about, oh, destinations and what's going to be hot, what's not, you know, that sort of thing. I really like this. I'm excited about it, and I know you are too. Now, I'm going to switch gears and talk about what you were just talking about at Christmas time. You were with your family. It is amazing to me, Travis, how many family reunions we put on some sort of vacation venue this year over the holiday time. And so many of them, by the way, were on Royal Caribbean Cruise Line, because Royal Caribbean offers something really for every age group. And you agree, I know you agree, Royal Caribbean is perfect for a family reunion, is it not?
Absolutely. Doesn't matter if it's a small, you know, maybe 7-8 person group. And we've had family reunions, you know, going up towards, you know, almost 100 people. And the best part about our ships and Royal Caribbean, we're so innovative with the way that we arrange our ships. And we have our ships into certain neighborhoods, such as Adventure Ocean is a neighborhood just for ages, you know, 6 months old all the way up till, you know, almost 18 years old, and it's all segmented, so everybody's having a great time there. There's, you know, just so many different dining venues and entertainment venues and so many different things. We're always pushing the envelope to give, you know, those experiences that you would have never thought that you could have on a cruise ship. And even if you tried to spend all 7 days experiencing the entire ship and everything there is to offer, there's still just not enough time within that week. But that's why it's so great for those types of reunions. There really is something for everybody, in regardless of age group.
Regardless of age group is correct. And I have to tell a story that just came to my mind. We had a mom. The dad wasn't involved in this at all, so don't know what the story was. Their mom came in I think it was late November. It was after Thanksgiving. Could have been early December. She bought the, listen to this, Travis, because it's on Royal Caribbean Cruise Line, the gift of travel. She bought for 20 of her family members, she bought a cruise. We put a gift certificate together, and she gave it. I have not talked to her since, you know, this past Christmas. She gave it to everybody this Christmas. But the travel for the whole family is going to be next Christmas. So they've got a whole year to work out their schedules with the other side of the families and to keep it clear to go with mom on that Royal Caribbean cruise. 20 family members. Isn't that great?
That is absolutely amazing, and especially the foresight to do it this Christmas and set it up for next Christmas. I mean, there's so much time to you know, contact the, you know, travel counselors and, you know, just research everything that there is to do on board the ship that they choose, and entertainment wise and dining. There's just so many different things that they can do, and you can never really get started too early, just planning wise or just when looking at rates and pricing. I mean, everything through about mid 2020 is out now. I mean, it's the earliest we've ever released it, so that is absolutely amazing. They're gonna have an absolutely great time.
Oh, they are. Travis, people really, I call it the early bird gets the worm, but the people that come in and make their vacation decisions in early January will almost always save money and get better availability for what they're looking for on their accommodations than if they wait 30, 45, 60, or 90 days, won't they?
Absolutely. I mean, there's that general understanding out there of where, you know, once we get closer to the sailing, the prices will try. That Royal Caribbean has been on the record of having not been part of that, because we don't want one person in a room who paid X amount, you know, in January, and then the person right next to them, they strike up a conversation and say, yeah, I got this for a fraction of what you did just because I waited till the last minute. We don't want to do that to anybody. Nobody wins in that situation. So it's absolutely true that January is our quote-unquote busy time of the year, And not only do we have the best rates available, but we also have the best availability in terms of where you'd like to be on the ship and the entertainment and, you know, your space, doing whatever it is to do on all of our ships. Booking early is the key, but the main key is doing it through Cruise Holidays in Kansas City. Because, again, it's 29 years out of 30 years. So more Royal Caribbean than any other cruise line, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And we think Royal Caribbean, we know Royal Caribbean has just so much for everybody, from the ship, from the entertainment, from food, and from service. Hey, Travis, I've got to take a break. Let me wish you a happy new year, and I look forward to seeing you 2 weeks from today at our 25th annual Vacation Extravaganza seminar and sale. Hey, take care and happy new year.
Happy new year. Go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs. I'm in Denver. I'm going to see him tomorrow. This is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views. I'll be right back. Welcome back to the last segment of Vacation Views. Oh, Lane Sign. Oh, my gosh. I can't hardly believe tomorrow night is New Year's Eve. And tomorrow night is also the Chiefs-Broncos game, so look for me. I'll be in red. But right now, I've got with me B. Barbero, our wonderful sales director for the Merival Group, which consists of the Merival Resort, Merival Residences, and Rancho Bandera. And B, welcome to Vacation Views.
Hi, Mark. How are you today?
Well, very, very good. And 2017 was a great year for you and the resorts that you represent. You had a lot of upgrades. But tell us most about the new upgrades at the Merival Residences, which is Mimi and my favorite all-inclusive resort in the world. Tell us about what you did.
Super excited to share with you, and I know that you know about it, but let's make sure all our listeners know, too, is that Merival Residences is our upscale luxury all-inclusive resort, and it's a villa-style all-inclusive vacation. And I think one of the things that everyone asked us about and wanted to know is, you know, why we weren't beachfront. How can you be beachfront? Well, it was something that we definitely took into account, did a lot of thinking on, and have expanded the property where we bought the lot to the right-hand side of the property, facing the ocean, and we have created a little walkway, and now it takes you a mere 3 minutes, and you walk out onto a brand new beachfront area with palapas and cabanas and lounge chairs and a new pool area and a fantastic bar and a restaurant serving lunch and dinner, and it's just a spectacular area from day to night. It's wonderful, Mark.
Oh, B, it's so much better than Mimi and I dreamed. Mimi was down there for like your grand opening with a couple of her girlfriends, and they were blown away with how first class you did that. So my most sincere congratulations. And I'll tell you what, B, the other thing I think people need to remember, it was a season of hurricanes in the Caribbean. And while there can be hurricanes on the Pacific side of Mexico, there's usually not. And remember, if you want a vacation in that time that is traditionally a tad more of the hurricane times, meaning, you know, they say June to October, you really ought to consider that Puerto Vallarta and the north area, the brand new north area where Merival Residences, Merival Resort, and Rancho Banderas are. It's in Nuevo Vallarta. But that's a beautiful part of Mexico. Be that, I mean, I've been there, gosh, a dozen times. We've brought groups there. It's as safe as anywhere in Mexico I've ever been. And it is absolutely breathtaking with that Sierra Madre mountain range around that Banderas Bay. It's just gorgeous.
Absolutely, Mark. And that mountain range definitely plays a factor in protecting the bay because, we do have our tropical season that comes through, but we're very fortunate, and knock on wood, that, we have been very, very fortunate not to have anything serious happen in the area. We're in Riviera Nayarit. It's a great, great area on the Pacific coast of Mexico. And, you know, considering we're on the Pacific coast, we also have those fantastic and absolutely breathtaking sunsets, which you just can't get enough of, and are a perfect, perfect backdrop for weddings, which, you know, are just becoming such a big thing for a destination where families are traveling together. It kind of becomes a family reunion slash wedding, friends and family traveling together. And, you know, with our multi-bedroom residences from one all the way to four bedrooms, it's just a fantastic option for families with that multi-generational combination to share accommodations, but still retreat to your own privacy, and that's the most important part.
With just exceptional, exceptional food and service. I really want people to understand that. And B, I get asked all the time, what's there to do? Well, gosh, there's so much to do, isn't there, with golf and all your tours? It's such an active area.
Absolutely. And Mark, I got something to share with you because we actually have brought back Popular by Demand, one of the included tours that we had, which was a catamaran over to Jalapa, has now been brought back. So it forms back to one of the select tours that you can choose from. So super excited to share that with you. That's basically brand new as of a couple of days ago. So I didn't even get a chance to let you know that. So that's definitely a great option to get out on the water. We've got Banderas Bay, which in the wintertime is full of the humpback whales that come down and are in the bay. And it's just such a extraordinary thing and such an experience to have that opportunity to see the whales. Plus, we also have, as you mentioned, the beautiful Sierra Madre Mountain Range. We have zip lining as a tour that is included with your all-inclusive. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that for your value for your money. And you mentioned golfing. Yes, we've got unlimited rounds of golf at the Flamingos Golf Course. It's literally 10 minutes away from the property, so very convenient. So for an avid golfer, it's, again, they'll definitely appreciate that value add as well.
It's just such a beautiful area, and I think what a lot of people don't know, those of you listening, it's as easy to get to Puerto Vallarta from Kansas City and the Midwest as it is to get to Cancun. So a lot of people don't think about Puerto Vallarta, and you should. And if you want to know more about this incredible property, and we've only talked about the Miraval residences, they've got the resort and they've got Rancho Banderas, please come to our extravaganza, vacation extravaganza, 2 weeks from today, from 9 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon, and you can meet. B, you're going to be there, aren't you?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. I had a little bit of practice going home for the holidays and got a little bit of a white Christmas going on, so I'm looking forward and I'm prepared for Kansas City in a couple of weeks.
Hey, and by the way, what's the weather like in Puerto Vallarta right now?
What can I say? Not a cloud in the sky. So I think that says it all. It's gorgeous out, mid-80s. Can't get any better than that.
Well, it's not that in Kansas City. Most certainly not that here in Denver. Oh, B, I'll tell you what. You are such a I really appreciate our partnership. You have supported our company, you and your company, so well. I hope and pray our listening audience will come see, meet you, and if you've never been to the Miraval Resort or Miraval Residences or Rancho Banderas, you need to consider that and put that on your list for all-inclusive vacations. B, thanks so much for joining me today. Will you tell Sal and Carlos and Daphne and the whole group, everybody there, Happy New Year for me and Mimi, from me and Mimi?
Absolutely. We'll all be together, so we will definitely think of you and hope to see you very soon.
Well, you'll be up here before you know it. We'll look forward to seeing you.
Yes, I will. The rest of the gang. Maybe I'll bring some of them with me next time.
I would hope so. Tell them to dress warm, though, okay?
Excellent. And good luck. Good luck to your chiefs.
Hey, I appreciate it. And thank you, B. Happy New Year. I tell you, I love my job. I love the people I get to work with. And so much of my job is to help build these relationships with these vendors, these vacation vendors like B, like Travis, like Robin, so we can offer you the best in vacation values, the best offers that can be, and all the additional added values that we can. But more than anything, we want to match you up with the perfect vacation for you. That's what our value is to you. You know what? You deserve a great vacation. We create memories that last a lifetime. Let us put those two things together, and we'll create a dream bucket list vacation for you. Hey, everybody, thanks so much for listening to me. Hope you had a great year in 17 and an even better year in 2018. Happy New Year and go Chiefs.
The preceding program was sponsored by Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours and Travel of Kansas City.